This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Ed McDivitt of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
Tom Anderson of Bernardsville, New Jersey, was a man who had a very good job. His vacation time came, and so he and his wife were going to go off to the shore, and there they were going to enjoy it for about 2 weeks. But Tom decided before they left that he was going to make some changes in his life. They went on their vacation, and Tom never once called back to the office. Rather, he gave his wife more attention. And then the next thing that happened was he was not sarcastic or gossipy about the neighbors or about other people that he worked with. He changed on that issue completely. His manner was much kinder, and his attention towards his wife in little things was very noticeable. The 2 weeks went by, and everything almost went well, until his wife, on the night before they left the vacation house, started to cry. And so he said to her, "Well, what's the matter? Why are you crying?" And she said to him, "You have been so nice and so good to me." She said, "The day we left for the vacation, in the morning I went to the doctor. Did the doctor tell you something bad? Have I got cancer? Am I going to die? Why are you being so good to me?" And with that, the husband was shocked. And then he started to realize that his change had been so noticeable and his wife had been so impressed that the change helped both of them. And so he assured her that he was not going to see her at a funeral, primarily her own, but rather he was going to be with her and act better than he had before. And that is how Tom spent his vacation, improving his conduct, including his speech, and certainly putting his wife first before their job. We know that what Jesus is telling us in the Gospel of today's Mass is very clear and very simple. The Advent season is here. It is time for you to make improvements in your life. What do you need to be doing so that your life will be better, especially affecting those who live near you or with you, those who you should be treating in a better way? This takes work, but it also takes prayer. And we know that prayer is very important. And so we see and realize that when we pray and when we make a resolution that we're going to make a change in our life during the season of Advent, we should combine the two. The first thing is we should pray for ourselves, that God will tell us what we need to do to be better to those whom we love, better to our spouses, better to those who are around us. And the second thing is that God will show us what we should be doing to be a better person to work with, a better person to live in the same neighborhood. We should be more actively involved in good deeds rather than negative ones. These good deeds are acts of love. And these acts of love are an important part of our spiritual life, and they never stop growing. Mother Teresa of Calcutta one time said, "Each one has a mission to fulfill, a mission of love. At the hour of death, when we come face to face with God, we are going to be judged on love, not how much we have done, but how much love we have put in the doing." And that is what Jesus is telling us. That is what Tom Anderson had to learn in his experience at the shore. We do many wonderful things, but we must put love into the doing. And by putting love into the doing, wonderful things become holy things.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Ed McDivitt of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina, on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.